Hello and welcome to A864. I'm Cora Beth, and what I want to do is talk about the dissertation. It's going to be a long time before you need to think about the dissertation, but in my experience, people who are just starting out on A864 are more worried about that than about anything else. Understandably, because the TMAs for A864 follow the format that's familiar to you from A863. So the material's different, but the tasks are similar. So there's nothing to surprise you or worry you in that. However, most people have never written a dissertation before. They're aware of the marks that rest on it, and they worry about how they're going to develop their dissertation ideas alongside studying the actual module materials. So what I want to do is just run through how that actually works to hopefully put your mind at rest. The first thing to note is that you start building up your dissertation ideas from May. So you've got quite a few months to work on the module materials on the body in the ancient world before you have to start thinking very practically about your dissertation. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be thinking of ideas, reading around your areas of interest, because those are very good things to be doing. What it does mean is that for quite some time there is no pressure on you to develop anything. So for the first few months of the course at least, you can be trying out different ideas, changing your mind, reading the forums, seeing what other ideas people have got, getting a sense of what you like and what you don't like. There's no urgency about getting this developed. Yes, as you go through the module, it would be good to start refining your interests. What area are you interested in? Are you most interested in literature? Are you most interested in material evidence? Are you really drawn to a particular area of reception? All of these are things to think about. But it's not until May that you start to feel any pressure to develop your ideas. Now, that might seem like it's not much time, but it's quite carefully planned. In May, as part of TMA 4, you have to do an outline dissertation proposal. Now, what this is really is just a few paragraphs talking about where your ideas are at that point. So that's the first time when you really have to write anything down and submit it for comment. Even then, that section of the TMA is not included in the TMA mark. It's formative, not summative. It gets comments, but it does not get a formal mark. So it's the start of a dialogue with your tutor. It's not an issue of, I must get this right. It's just you floating an idea that you've had and your tutor having the opportunity to respond to it. So that's TMA 4, which is due in the middle of May. Now, when you get to June, you'll be asked to do some more on your dissertation idea. Now, by that point, you'll have had feedback from your tutor to say what your tutor thinks of your initial idea, which is usually, this has promise, but it's far too big for a dissertation. Can you narrow it down at all? That's the usual comment that you get. Almost everybody starts with an idea that is far too vast to accomplish within the word limit and the time. But more on that closer to the time. So for TMA5, you're expected to write a more comprehensive dissertation plan, including things like chapter summaries and an annotated bibliography. Now, these are tasks that are familiar to you because you've already done them in a TMA. So the tasks themselves, the idea of producing an annotated bibliography, this will be very familiar to you because you've already done it. But in this case, you're being asked to do it based on your own ideas. So this happens in June. So this is the time when you're refining your idea, focusing in on the sources, both primary and secondary, that you're likely to use. And then again, this bit isn't marked. This bit is purely subject to feedback. It's not graded in any way. So you send that in, your tutor sends you suggestions back. You can use those suggestions to help you refine your ideas. Then, a month or so after that, you have TMA6. And TMA6 is your opportunity to submit a draft chapter of your dissertation. It's not very long, but it gives you a chance to focus in on one aspect of the plan that you wrote for the previous TMA and develop that in a narrative style, a proper way of writing it up. And then you can get feedback from your tutor on, are you doing it right? Are you looking at it in the right level of detail? Do you have the right critical slant? That kind of thing. Your tutor will be focusing on, are you doing it in the way that you need to do it? And it's only after you get feedback from that you then have to go away and write the dissertation. And the dissertation is always due end of September, beginning of October. So you get the summer. You get a couple of months in the summer to write that. August, September, those are your writing up times. But that by that point, you've had ideas refined through several iterations of discussion with your tutor. You've gone through the sources that you might need by writing an annotated bibliography, and you've produced a sample chapter that your tutor has commented on in terms of style, depth, angle, that sort of thing. So by that point, just through following the TMA tasks, you're very well set up to go away and write the thing. Also, at the same time, you have access to one-to-one support from your tutor. You get 4 hours of one-to-one support, and you can schedule that for when you need it. So if you're feeling stuck, you get in touch with your tutor and say, "Can we have a chat?" And that's the way it works. Every time you feel you need input, feedback, suggestions, you contact your tutor, ask for a bit of help, and your tutor will organise a discussion. As well as that, you have interactions with other students. There's forums going on, national ones to do with the dissertation. There's all sorts of different levels of feedback that you're getting all the time. So you don't feel alone. You're not being left to your own devices. At every stage, you're getting approval on your ideas, encouragement, suggestions, ways in which you can develop further. So the process itself is extremely helpful, and all you have to do is follow it. So, if you find yourself right now at the beginning of A864 and worried about the dissertation, the best thing I can say to you is don't worry. Relax, enjoy the module. You've got at least till after Christmas before you even need to start thinking about dissertation ideas. So, take it slowly, go through the module, get as much as you can out of the material. and only then will you need to think about the dissertation. And even then, you will be prompted at every step of the way and be given help and feedback and ideas. So trust the process. Don't fight it. Don't push things too fast because you don't need to. I hope you find A864 as enjoyable to study as I find it to tutor on, and I wish you the best of luck developing your ideas. Enjoy it. You don't often get the opportunity to follow something that you want to do, so get the most out of it.